My guest at this time is New Jersey Republican Congressman Chris Smith. He is a longtime member of the House Foreign Relations Committee, and he's one of the strongest pro-life voices in the U.S. Congress as well. He's been one of the few in Congress who have been very closely following the story over the years now of Chinese dissident Chen Guanchen, who has been recently imprisoned under house arrest and most recently escaped from house arrest and now is believed to be safely in the U.S. Embassy in Beijing. He has been a target for the Chinese government for years as a result of his very outspoken opposition to the forced abortion policy in that country, which, of course, is related to the one-child policy. And, Congressman, thanks very much for being with us.
Greg, thank you very much for having me on. Appreciate all the work you do.
Absolutely. In just the past couple of days, I think a lot more people are aware of who this is and what his issues have been and why the government is confined him to house arrest. What is the biggest beef he has with the Chinese government when it comes to forced abortion, and how did he become such a prominent figure in this fight?
Sure. Chen Guanzhen is one of those heroes that took the government of China on and actually represented thousands of women in a class action suit against forced abortion and forced sterilization. He chronicled the information, you know, was a tenacious lawyer and held government officials to account. That got him 51 months in prison with repeated beatings almost to the point of death. And then he and his wife and young daughter were then put under house arrest. And that's what he escaped from. And the house arrest was just a shade better and at times even worse than being in prison, because the thugs would come in and not just beat him, but beat his wife as well. And it shows you how the dictatorship in China regards anyone who speaks on human rights in general. But if you speak out against the forced abortion policy, which is the worst human rights history in humankind, an attack on women that has malaffected virtually every woman in China. I mean, there's 100 million missing girls. Brothers and sisters are illegal in China. And even to have the one has to get a birth allowed certificate from the government. And there are no unwed mothers unless they conceal it somehow, because it is illegal to have a child if you're out of wedlock. So there's it is the worst attack on children, the family, and women ever. And Chen, this courageous man, was trying to use the legal system of China, egregiously flawed as it is, to defend these individuals. And it's now that the world has to further rally against this terrible abuse, and on the immediate and short term, around Chen, his wife, his family, and all those who are at risk right now.
Now that he's done this, you mentioned how they would beat his wife in order to try and force him into compliance. Now that he has escaped, at least into U.S. protection, what does his immediate and extended family face as a result?
Well, they face, and I've been reading some blogs about his nephew, who's very fearful. At least four individuals in his family have been harassed by way of interrogations. This is a dictatorship that is so out of control and is so used to using torture as a means to an end that the world needs to wake up as to what China's government really is all about. Now, Chen, in his brilliance, actually addressed Premier Wen in his 15-minute video and asked Wen, who often brags about being a reformer and someone who is dedicated to the rule of law, to hold those people who have committed these crimes. Frankly, he'd have to hold the whole country leadership to account. But those who have hurt him and his wife, hold them to account and investigate. And frankly, that's how, you know, splits in dictatorships can occur. So Chen, you know, is hopefully laying down some seeds and doing some real good work that will lead to a democratic China sometime in the near future. But again, for the women who have been so abused and exploited by forced abortion, and he is a true champion. And most people, including the Obama administration, have been worse than silent when it comes to the one child per couple in policy in China. They have given money to the UN Population Fund, which is on the ground aiding and abetting over $100 million, U.S. taxpayer dollars given to this UN organization that defends the one-child-per-couple policy and enables it tangibly on the ground in China. So, you know, that to me looks like complicity. And people like Chen and others who speak out are bewildered by that kind of enabling by the U.S. and by the Europeans.
Well, let's dig into the U.S. role in all of this now, sure. Congressman. What type of help do you think Chen expects from the U.S. government, and what type of help should he expect from our government?
Well, he has asked that Premier Wen and the international community all rally around, you know, his request that he articulated in his video, first and foremost to protect his family, which he felt he couldn't do while he was still under house arrest. As he talked about, and I've heard this, and I actually had an emergency hearing when we thought he and his wife, especially Chen, might be close to death beginning of November, because there were reports that he had been beaten so badly that he may not come out of this one. But at one point, and he talks about it on his video, he literally, his wife, was put into a rug, rolled up, and then beaten while she was, you know, constrained by a rolled-up rug. Who thinks of that kind of abuse to be levied against a woman? And, of course, the little baby girl or young child, the six-year-old, is in the house when all of this is happening. So his family and his immediate friends, he has asked that the premier of China, Wen, the world, rally to protect and as well as his own person. He is in, we think, the United States Embassy. My calls to virtually everybody from Secretary Clinton on down has not been returned, so I can't tell you if he indeed, that's where he's at. I talk to Bob Fu all the time, who's a great leader, and he assures everyone that he is 100% safe for the time being, but not so his family. So, you know, whether it's asylum, if it were to be asylum, say in the U.S., it needs to be a package deal where not only Chen, but his family and immediate friends would also gain that asylum. I know of cases like Rabia Kadir, another great Chinese human rights activist who was thrown out of the country, got asylum in the U.S. years ago. Her family is still in China, and several of her children today, as I speak, are languishing in prison and have been subjected to torture and many kinds of mistreatment. And the agony that she carries, she speaks out boldly still against human rights abuses, but the agony she carries knowing her family is so mistreated. So Chen has made sure that, you know, his family is first. And then the cause that got him into all of this trouble with the dictatorship needs to be finally addressed by the international community. China is missing about 100 million girls. That's 100 million because of sex selection abortions. They have women who are walking wounded in China because of the assault by the state upon them. If they have a child that has not been agreed to by the dictatorship. And I mean, this has been, you know, the family planning cadres, as they call them. And I actually had a hearing with one who ran a program in Fujian province 15 years ago. She said the power that they have over people's lives, even aborting women if it's not a planned pregnancy under the law, is to kill. And so the impact is huge.
New Jersey Congressman Chris Smith, member of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, one of the stronger pro-life voices in the House of Representatives. Please tune into the second half of our conversation with Congressman Smith as we discuss what options the U.S. has diplomatically to force the issue with Chen, as well as how long this might take to play out. And Congressman Smith has some very choice words for the president himself when it comes to speaking out against Chinese human rights violations. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.